Okay, so we play 1, 5, 9, 27, 28 with 14 for the Powerball.
Okay.
And we had just been out of town, so we had done a ticket that was 2 draws. So this time my husband had to fill out a new form, you know? And when he filled it out, he accidentally put an 8 instead of a 9. So we thought we won. We didn't even look at our ticket because we know our numbers. So we were going to get $300. And because he put the wrong, an 8 instead of a 9, we got $150,000 instead.
Well, that's a little better, huh? Best mistake he ever made, right?
I know, and I'm always saying, why don't you just wear your glasses?
Well, you know, apparently sometimes it pays off not to.
I know, so I'm going to quit complaining to him. But yeah, we've been playing those same numbers for years and years.
What are those numbers? What are they representing?
My son's birthday is September 1st, and my husband's is September 28th, and my daughter's birthday is May 27th, mine's May 28th. So the 1, 5, 9, 27, 28 are really all of our birthday numbers.
Yeah, and how long have you been playing those?
Well, since our daughter was 14, which is where we got the Powerball, so
okay.
And now she's 48.
Wow.
So 34 years.
And so have you guys always added on the multiplier, the power play to it?
I think we've been doing the power play pretty much ever since it came out, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good deal. So, I mean, because
you
won $50,000 and multiply that times 3 with the multiplier, and here you are at 150, and that's a good deal.
I know. We were just excited to be at 300 instead of 100.
Right. So how did you check your ticket?
Well, we just we went to the grocery store. We bought our ticket at East End, but we had won, maybe 500 or something before. And they don't keep a lot of money, so they said go to Hy-Vee. So
yeah.
We just went to Hy-Vee, and I started buying groceries, and Steve just went to cash the check in. So that's when we found out, when we went to check it in.
Oh, I bet he was shocked.
Yeah, and so then I get paged to the front. I'm shopping, talking to one of my friends, and they're like, Barb Haley, come to customer service. So,
like, what are you doing, honey?
Yeah, I was like, oh, he probably just doesn't know where I am in the store.
Right.
Yeah, so we didn't know till then. Then I was actually looking at the ticket on our way here, and I was like, these aren't even our numbers. There's an 8 instead of a 9. That's why we didn't know.
That's funny. I mean, just odd luck, you know? I mean.
Mm-hmm. So that's, I say, divine intervention.
Oh, my gosh. And you were only one number away from winning the jackpot of $1 billion. That's exciting to think about, too.
I know, and we had a 1 instead of 17.
So when did you guys find all this out?
Today, at the grocery store, and it was like
today.
1 o'clock, and I was like, let's go to Storm Lake. We live in Sioux City.
Okay.
Let's go to Storm Lake.
Oh,
my God. Called, and they said, if you're here by 3:30, we can
get it processed. So do you guys think you'll kind of keep things status quo with this, or what are your plans for the winnings?
Oh, I'm sure we'll just keep things status quo, maybe. We haven't really decided. It all just happened kind of fast.
I was going to say, yeah, you just literally found out a couple hours ago, so probably still sinking in a bit, but yeah. Well, the good news is you're there, you're getting your check, there's no hurry, take it to your bank and get it tucked away and kind of let it soak in. And have you guys called anybody else to share the news yet? Or
I sent a text to our kids.
Yeah.
And they are, our daughter and her family are skiing in Colorado, so she hasn't probably seen that text.
Right.
But our son actually went on the Powerball site, and he's like, hey, there's a thing that if you bought your ticket at the East End, maybe you should look at it, because there was a $150,000 winner. He's like, that's you.
Exactly.
And I was like, yeah, it is us. So.
Yeah, we always try to put notices out just to help remind people to check their tickets, and sometimes I kind of just tuck them away and forget about them, and you just never know. So we don't want people missing out on their prizes by any means, so That's a good prize and definitely a life enhancer, I like to call it.
Yeah. Well, we always buy our tickets at East End. My husband's like, that's a lucky place to buy tickets. So.
It sure is now, if it wasn't before.
Yes, it is.
Well, and it's nice. We'll send a poster to that location that says they had a $150,000 winning Powerball ticket sold there. So that'll be nice, and it helps them get known as a lucky store, which is great for them. So
mm-hmm.
that'll be fun, and you guys will be able to walk in and say, hey, that's us.
Right.
That ticket was ours. So do you guys think you'll keep playing the same numbers, maybe mix it up now, or?
I don't know. We'll probably keep playing the same numbers. We always buy the same numbers and an easy pick.
Okay, gotcha. Just a little bit of each, you know. So mm-hmm. Do you play the other games or just Powerball, or?
We play just Mega Millions and Powerball.
Gotcha. Yeah.
We don't do scratch tickets or anything.
Yeah.